What do I wish to our business? A speech in 1928. Affluence for the entire population of the country may be attained only when industry serves commerce and commerce serves industry. Their successful collaboration creates full employment and good income for industrial workers and high sales, with subsequent profits for business, which in turn helps customers to obtain inexpensive merchandise. The entire mission of and reason for business and businessmen is to search for ways and means how to offer their customers good yet inexpensive merchandise. The businessman is the nerve and the feeler of human society. He is the first to suffer from economic difficulties befalling other people, and nobody can help him. To overcome such problems, he has to get even with them himself. At the root of all these problems is the fact that the points of view and capabilities of our industrial production have already reached the 20th century, while our commerce remained at the level of the Middle Ages. The modern manufacturer understood that he can produce successfully only under the conditions of a highly specialized and centralized production based on scientific research. He also understood that he can offer good, cheap products and pay high wages only if he manufactures a limited selection of products in large quantities. Such a production, however, must be backed by a well-organized commercial network extending to a largest possible territory in order to be close to the customers. What do I wish to our retailers, particularly to the small ones? To be courageous, to remember that the most important thing in business is firstly the principle of good service, and secondly a constantly expanding sales network reaching more and more people. I also wish that our businessmen were not dissatisfied with the circumstances and conditions they are working under. I am talking about circumstances that nip in the bud every possibility of a good commercial activity. I have in mind those narrow, dark shops with small windows, crammed with merchandise, stuffed on shelves and in drawers, shops without a ray of sun or fresh air all year round. This is the retailer's principal, personal enemy, robbing him day by day of his health, of all joy from work, and of any innovative idea. And last but not least, it discourages the customers to shop at such premises. There is no compromise. The winner will sooner or later be either the shop owners or the enemy, most probably the latter, if an immediate action is not taken. Unfortunately, only few shopkeepers are aware of these facts. They are looking for the reason of their failure everywhere else except in themselves and their surroundings. A modern retailer, as well as a modern producer, needs modern tools. He needs a clean, airy shop full of light, offering the best possible selling conditions and premises attractive to customers. I am not talking here about luxury of mirrors and marble. I am talking about luxury of cleanliness, light, and order. Taxes and competition should not be considered as the worst enemies of our stores. The most dangerous enemy resides in us, in our indifference to the obsolete conditions of our own store. Every store owner is a conqueror, indeed the noblest among the conquerors, as he struggles to serve people well. Every store owner, be it a modest milkman in a basement shop, should have on the wall a plan of the few streets in his immediate neighborhood that are his territory, and he should be thinking all the time about ways how and where to expand his realm. he should strive to deliver milk in the whole district, and when he achieves it, then in the entire town. Nevertheless, he should not rest blissfully on his success, and be conquered by self-indulgence. He should endeavor to expand his services to the neighboring towns as well. Such businessmen create wealth and well-being for everybody. For their businesses, for the manufacturers whose products they are marketing, but above all, for their satisfied customers. Their reward will be the greatest pleasure a man can expect in this world, namely the satisfaction from a well-done, honest work. I wish our businessmen would realize the importance of transportation for businesses and act accordingly, at least in their immediate vicinity. They should demand better roads and railroads, better transportation services, and particularly cheaper automobiles. These are indispensable tools for any successful business activity. Every milkman, greengrocer, butcher or baker, as well as all the other owners of small businesses, need a car and a good highway. As long as they practice their commerce only on the tiny territory they can control on foot, they will most likely be dead before attaining success for themselves and affluence for their customers. While our baker makes the rounds on foot, delivering rolls to his customers living in the two neighboring streets, his colleague from a country with surfaced roads and readily available automobiles delivers his goods to 20 communities along that road. Anybody can imagine the difference in profit of those two men. Which one toils more and earns less, and which one works in comfort and earns more? A retailer without an adequate transportation achieves just as little as an army without train and automobiles. It remains stuck in one place, and its defeat is only a question of time. Courageous businessmen, not afraid to expand the area and scope of their commerce, are going to use all the technical means available to them. Thus, they are rendering a better service to the general public. Telephones installed in every small shop and in most households enable customers to order by phone and facilitate the contacts between retailers and manufacturers. A well-run business contributes also to the development of newspaper advertising, relatively little known here so far, which, in turn, teaches people to read the most useful part of the newspaper, namely the ad section, informing them where to buy or sell advantageously. Business people are the salt of the earth because they keep very close contact with everyday life. The extent of wealth and affluence of nations depends on the ability of their businessmen. All the sweet fruit of civilization and culture, for which we are admiring the most developed European nations, Holland, Denmark, etc., ripened under conditions created by commerce. But most of all, I wish that our businessmen find the surest way leading to wealth. A businessman without money is like a fish without water or a musician without an instrument. The most important, however, is to find the best, the surest, and most dependable way to make money. Some businessmen are working very hard to increase their profit. They might be even more successful if they reflected upon how to increase the profits of their commercial partners as well, because it will definitely help their own earning power. A commercial activity, profitable only to ourselves, becomes in the long run unprofitable. In countries where business people believe they should be the only ones to have benefits, poverty rules. On the other hand, in countries with a high business moral, there is a high standard of living. business and production, I mean industrial and agricultural production as well as crafts, create values. It is obvious that where the creators of such values are mutually cheating and robbing themselves, instead of helping and supporting each other, poverty is the necessary result. Poverty does not consume and pay, however. Therefore, the harder we work and the more we strive to raise the living standard of our population, the better off will become our businessmen and the more stores will line the streets of our cities. As a consequence, the manufacturers will produce more goods for the customers who, in turn, will profit and get better services from the commercial organization and competition thus created.